This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects worth around 13,000 crore rupees at Gaya in Bihar. The projects belong to multiple sectors, including power, road, health, urban development and water supply. Mr. Modi also flagged off Amrit Bharat Express train between Gaya and Delhi and Buddhist circuit train between Vaishali and Kodarma, which will give a boost to tourism and religious travel across key Buddhist sites in the region. The Prime Minister also symbolically handed over keys to a few beneficiaries as part of the Griha Pravesh ceremony of 12,000 rural beneficiaries under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen and over 4,000 beneficiaries under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said Operation Sindoor has drawn a new line in India's defence policy. Mr. Modi mentioned that when the Pahalgam terror attack happened in Jammu and Kashmir, he had said that terrorists will get punishment beyond their imagination. He said today the world is witnessing that the pledge taken from Bihar has been fulfilled.
Operation Sindoor ne Bharat ki raksha niti ki nayi lakeer kheench di hai. अब भारत में आतंकवादी भेजकर हमले करा के कोई बच नहीं सकेगा आतंकवादी चाहे पाताल में क्यों न छिप जाए भारत की मिसाइलें उन्हें दफन करके रहेगी
In West Bengal, the Prime Minister will flag off metro train services on the newly constructed sections in Kolkata at around 4 p.m. today. Further, he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees in Kolkata. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The Supreme Court modified its earlier directions for capture and complete relocation of stray dogs in the Delhi NCR region. In a fresh order, the three-judge bench of Justices Vikram Nath, Sandeep Mehta and N.V. Anjaria directed that stray dogs picked up must be released in their own territory after sterilization and immunization, except those infected with rabies or exhibiting aggressive behavior. The Justice Nath-led bench emphasized the creation of dedicated feeding spaces for stray dogs while restricting public feeding. Expanding the scope of proceedings beyond Delhi NCR, the apex court impleaded all union territories and state governments for creation of a pan-India policy on stray dogs and proposed transferring to itself similar petitions pending in various high courts. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarvanand Sonowal today said the Parliament has passed five key bills in the just concluded monsoon session that overhauled colonial-era maritime laws and will boost the blue economy. The new bills are the Bills of Lading 2025, the Carriage of Goods by Sea Bill 2025, the Coastal Shipping Bill 2025, the Merchant Shipping Bill 2025 and the Indian Ports Bill 2025. The government has issued the notification extending privileges and immunities to the International Big Cat Alliance, its representatives and officials under the United Nations Privileges and Immunities Act 1947. In a social media post, Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav said, the significant step reaffirms India's steadfast commitment to strengthening international cooperation for big cat conservation. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan has said that India's first uncrewed mission of the Gaganyaan Human Space Flight Mission, G-1, is expected to conduct its first test flight in December this year with the half-humanoid robot Vyom Mitra. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty extended their initial losses and were trading over 0.5% down during afternoon trade today. The Sensex slipped 524 points to 81,476 and the Nifty dipped 160 points to 24,922 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.